Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. The new play, Zsa Zsa's African Hair Braiding, which played on Broadway at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater last fall, is embarking on a mini tour later this year. Jocelyn Bio's latest work will be presented in three major cities: Arena Stage in Washington, D.C., beginning September 6th, Berkeley Repertory Theater in Berkeley, California, starting November 8th, and Chicago Shakespeare Theater in Chicago, Illinois, beginning January 14th of next year. The length of each run has yet to be announced. The play follows the denizens of a Harlem hair salon. All of them are West African immigrants, and throughout the course of one day, they share their dreams and dark secrets are revealed. The show will once again be directed by Whitney White. Casting has yet to be announced. The new musical How to Dance in Ohio is getting a second chance dance next month. The cast and crew of the groundbreaking Tuner will reunite for a one-night-only concert event on May 20th at the Palladium Times Square. Selections from the show will be performed by the company, backed by the musical's full orchestra. Per playbill, the evening will also include special appearances by production team members and fans who have contributed to the production's legacy. How to Dance in Ohio played its final Broadway performance on February 11th. It was commended for its authentic representation, as seven openly autistic actors, all making their Broadway debuts, played autistic characters. The Palladium Times Square is a live event venue located on the corner of Broadway and West 44th Street in Manhattan. The reunion concert is at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And finally, today, the latest weekly Broadway grosses were published for the week ending April 7th. With the spring season now in full bloom, most new shows started raking in the dough. Familiarity was key, as high-profile revivals of Cabaret, Tommy, and The Wiz, plus big-budget productions of The Great Gatsby and Hell's Kitchen, spotlighting Alicia Keys' song catalog, all grossed at least $1 million. Uncle Vanya began previews at Lincoln Center's Vivian Beaumont Theater. Led by Steve Carell, the Chekhov classic grossed over $660,000 over its first five previews. The critical darling Stereophonic also began previews last week, grossing over $200,000 for four previews at the John Golden Theater. Nonprofits welcomed two more tenants last week. Mary Jane, starring Rachel McAdams, grossed nearly $350,000 over six previews at Manhattan Theater Club's Samuel J. Friedman Theater, while Mother Play, starring Jessica Lange and Jim Parsons at Second Stage's Helen Hayes Theater, took in over $490,000. Of the 37 shows that ran on Broadway last week, 22 of them reached seven figures, while 29 of them played to at least 90% capacity houses. Cumulative gross rose by 6%, and attendance leapt by 12%. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.